As federal support for offshore wind energy is upended, industry advocates are noting future potential and the scale of state and private sector investment. Offshore wind planning, contracting, and investment were summarized during a January 7th online presentation to the Community Economic Resilience Consortium, which is led by Greg Foster of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission. An audience of city and county officials, business owners, legislative representatives, and members of nonprofit groups were told of the U.S. offshore wind sector's progress. Humboldt County has a stake in the industry and vice versa, as wind energy projects are slated for areas 20 miles offshore of Eureka. Nancy Kirshner-Rodriguez of Oceantic Network, a nonprofit group that vouches for the U.S. offshore renewable energy industry, said $25.5 billion has been invested in various segments of the U.S. offshore wind supply chain. And although Republican-controlled federal policy is now falling against the offshore wind industry, Kirshner-Rodriguez said supporting it makes economic sense.
We've been doing a lot more work the last 6 months educating members of Congress about where supply chain has come from. And the, you know, we have this national supply chain database, and there's people in every state. I wanted to also, at this time when everyone is talking about the importance of shipbuilding, the interesting thing is there have actually been vessels built in the U.S., large, some of the largest.
She added the total investment is relative to Humboldt, quote, just to see the amount that has been invested already in the U.S. supply chain and the potential opportunities that we hope will emerge. The Trump administration's distaste for offshore wind energy is reflected in presidential executive orders and cancellations of grants, including a $427 million grant for redeveloping the county's Humboldt Bay port. But there's plenty of support for offshore wind energy on the state level, with funding approved for port development and the transmission infrastructure upgrades needed to distribute offshore wind energy. Astrid Dubois of the Brightline Defense Nonprofit Group talked about some takeaways from a November 2025 wind energy gathering in Humboldt.
One of the big takeaways, I think, from the meetings and panels in Humboldt came from Jana Gagnon with the governor's office saying, you know, how crucial it is for California and communities like Humboldt to be focusing on what are kind of like lower regrets, maybe like lower investment levels, or, you know, lower investments that need to happen anyways, or would have benefits to continue to showcase progress and make sure that, you know, for instance, things like the transmission is getting updated and developed and built out. And hopefully, you know, that will set everything up for offshore wind. But the reality also is that, you know, the federal landscape does have impacts and implications. And so kind of figuring out how to navigate that.
During a question and answer session, Wilfred Franklin of the North Coast Small Business Development Center said he's concerned about how the potential revival of nuclear power and its subsidization could offset offshore wind investment. Kirshner-Rodriguez had this response.
I do think that the current environment means that Diablo Canyon is not really going away anytime soon, at least right now. But I don't really see a lot of West Coast interest. And one of the points we're trying to make is while it's true that nuclear is a clean power and there's the different kinds of reactors now, et cetera, there's still always there's waste. And there's also the amount of time it would take to develop nuclear.
She added that offshore wind has, quote, a head start, which, quote, makes me feel a little more hopeful about it. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.